great to have everyone with us tonight. My name is John Ohmschneider. I'm the university librarian here at Virginia Commonwealth University. And on behalf of the faculty, students, and staff of Virginia Commonwealth University, I extend to all of you our warmest welcome for our 20th celebration of the Levis Reading Prize. The Levis Prize is named in honor of renowned poet Larry Levis, who taught here at VCU until his untimely passing in 1996. The prize pays tribute to the wide-ranging, uncompromising, and deeply moving poetry of Larry Levis, his extraordinary mastery of craft, and the continued growth of his influence and recognition among writers and readers as one of America's greatest poetic voices. The Levis Prize is given each year to a poet whose first or second book is judged to be the very best poetry book published during the previous calendar year. Each year, we receive 150 or more nominations, and the selection of the winner is quite an intensive process that requires the talents and energies of readers from our esteemed MFA program here at VCU, other readers from the extended VCU community, and even participants outside the immediate VCU community who are renowned as deep readers and writers of poetry. The winner is selected from among the finalists by a panel of judges from the MFA faculty at VCU, who are the driving force behind VCU's recognition as one of the most distinguished writing programs in our country. It's a rigorous process, and you can see why we're so proud to have tonight's winner, Samal Sharif, with us tonight. It's wonderful to have you with us. The VCU Libraries is proud to hold the papers of Larry Levis and some of the personal effects of his life, including his iconic boots and his leather jacket that we hold in our collections. We are also delighted to provide significant financial and logistic support to the Reading Prize each year. Right now, in fact, we are preparing a new online exhibit of material from the Levis collection that I hope we can debut soon. I'm confident that it will provide all of us some unique insights into how Levis developed his craft and illustrate the influence of friends and colleagues on his work. I thought I'd show you tonight just a little glimpse of the kinds of things that we have in the Levis collection. First of all, you can access the finding aid, which describes everything that's in the Levis collection here. This is just a wonderful picture of Larry Levis, an earlier picture with his son, and some of the materials that we have and some of his corrections on his manuscripts and work. These are handwritten drafts. He wrote a lot of stuff, isn't that right, Greg, in hand, before he ever committed them to type. So, with an old-fashioned ink pen, Greg says. A fountain pen with a gold nib, which is the sign, for those of you who know, of a good fountain pen, right? Not a stainless steel nib, no. So that's good, I didn't know that. These are some of his, after composition, he did typewritten drafts, and then he would write on the drafts and do revision after revision. And he would also seek input from other folks. So this is a sample of a couple of pages with markup from Phil Levine, one of America's most esteemed poets. And then finally, this is how he translated him finally into a manuscript and a book. This is a tiny little sample of 40 boxes, hundreds of linear feet of material that we have in the Larry Levis papers. The Levis collection is one of a number of important collections of papers and manuscripts from eminent regional and national poets that the VCU Libraries is building for the use of scholars and students, and particularly for poets and for those who study the craft of poetry. It's a long process. It requires funding that the state simply doesn't provide. Just an aside, you can imagine making the case to the state that we want to have money to buy the papers of poets. What? You know? It's not a thing that is well known as important as we know it to be. So tonight, my message to you is you can help us develop the funding that we need to assemble what I hope will be the preeminent collection of manuscripts and materials from poets in the Southeast here at VCU. I'm delighted to announce that we now have a new mechanism through which you can help our literary collections, and that is our new endowment for special collections and archives here at VCU. The endowment will provide the kind of financial resources we need to acquire rare and unique materials. And materials like the Levis papers are, by very definition, unique, and in the right way use of the word. So these are rare and unique materials that document the work of poets, artists, and writers from throughout Virginia and the Southeast, as well as help us grow other areas of distinction in our wonderful collections in the arts. And I'm even especially delighted to announce tonight that we have a generous anonymous donor who has issued a $30,000 grant challenge to accelerate the start of our work in building this new endowment. So our goal is to raise $30,000 for the new endowment by June 30, and that will give us a solid foundation of $60,000 in the new endowment that we can build upon going forward. So I hope all of you, this is my advertisement, will join me in helping us meet that $30,000 goal. The generous financial support of you, our donors, makes all the difference in what we can do for scholarship, for students, for our community, and for programs like we're enjoying tonight. And in fact, the Levis Reading Prize itself is a very important example of how you can help create a world-class university. The prize is made possible by sponsorships from the Department of English here at VCU, the VCU libraries, and our friends of the library and our donor community. A number of our friends' boards members are here tonight, and you can see them. They have name tags and black ribbons, so feel free to come and talk to them at any time. Funding from the College of Humanities and Sciences here at VCU, and not least, help from our friends at the Barnes & Noble Bookstore at VCU. Opening our program tonight is Greg Donovan, professor of English here at VCU. Greg is senior editor of the esteemed and famous literary journal Blackbird, and he published his latest book of poems, Torn from the Sun, in 2015. And I know that you're both working on a new book, a collection of essays and captures of interviews from eminent poets in the country. Greg was a close friend and a colleague of Larry Levis, and each year he shares with us some of his experiences with Larry to help us examine and reflect on and remember the life and work of Larry Levis, and to invoke Larry's spirit into this occasion that we have set aside to honor his memory. So, ladies and gentlemen, Greg Donovan.